Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Wow. Alice, 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday.
Woo-hoo.
Couldn't wait for you to get here.
Woo. You take my phone?
No. Did you leave your phone in the car?
Hopefully.
Yes. Did you have a jacket on?
No.
Oh.
I'll figure it out.
Oh,
good
sure.
morning.
Good morning. Well, I mean, you know, priorities. You
Niners!
Yeah.
Oh, there's game. Your priority. You know, when I looked at the list of games that were going to be played this weekend, I thought we might have the least shot of winning out of all the teams.
Well, it
of
was all an nail biter.
We had a lot of injuries. There's a new bigger one. We're going to be playing next week in Seattle without Kittle, but we won.
Mm-hmm.
Can't believe it.
I know.
It's a great football weekend.
It was
lots
a great
of good games.
Weekend.
Lots of good fourth quarter games.
John made this. White chicken
John!
Chili. White bean chicken chili.
So you watched the Golden Globes and he watched the Pats.
Well, he watched the Pats after. He likes the Golden Globes too. So
oh.
He's, I mean, not that anybody really likes award shows, but he was like, oh, look, the Golden Globes are on. I'll go, okay, well, we'll watch some of that while the Pats build up so you can skip over the commercials.
I had to do that for a couple of the games and it's cool. Except you really do run the risk of finding out. And we were behind on the Niner game because we put away all of the decorations.
Oh, we did that yesterday too. How funny.
So we got everything put up and we start the game and we're behind and it's fine. And I hadn't heard anything and I'm keeping my phone away from me.
Yeah, yeah.
And Christina, of course, cannot put down her phone ever.
Oh, no.
It's not
oh, no.
possible. And her former coworker from out of who she's had so many jobs in the time that we've worked here.
She really has.
Yeah, like a lot
feels like
of
it's
jobs.
A career of job changes.
Yeah. But one of them texted her who's from Philly and she opened it and went, oh no. And then she tried to get stone faced and I'm like, you just found out who won. And she goes, yep. And I was like, all right, tell me. She goes, oh. No, I'm not going to tell you. And I'm like, well, all right, just there's only like, you know, 5 minutes left. Just go ahead. Hit me with it. And she wouldn't.
That's good.
And so I actually thought that meant she didn't want to give me the bad news.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, we lost. And then we didn't lost. Go Niners.
Oh, I know. It was great. I felt great about it. There were a couple just dicey moments in there where I was like, oh no. Oh, this sucks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, this is it, right? There's no more chances. These are the playoffs. John's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, come on. You guys can do it.
I also saw SpongeBob over the weekend.
Oh, how was that?
Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, SpongeBob and Bluey are like two kid things that most grown-ups can get behind.
Yes. Yeah.
And mostly Pixar and most of the Pixar movies.
Yes.
But
yeah.
Yeah, it was super fun.
Is it in theaters?
It's in theaters, yeah.
Oh. How did it do? I didn't even realize that was a new movie.
I don't know how it did, but we enjoyed it. We went early on Saturday. Like 11 or 10, 30.
It's been out for a month. I didn't even realize. It's at looks like it's at 8th place. It made $3.8 million over the weekend.
Well, some of that's ours.
Yep. There you go. You're like the .8, I guess. Costs a lot to go to the movies.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. You know what I also liked at the Niner game was they brought up Bob Weir. And they played a little music and they said, rest in peace. And I thought, well, how perfectly Niners.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was a Philly broadcast. So I thought that was kind of cool because Bob Weir passed away and there are millions of fans.
You know what's crazy about that? I have friends who live in Marin, mm-hmm. and they live next door to a house that for the last like 5 years, Bob Weir's been working on. They literally just finished it.
And he died.
And he dies. He didn't get to enjoy it. He had to, you know, there was like construction zone for years.
Ain't it the damn luck?
It is so, I actually, that was the thing I was like, oh, that poor guy.
Isn't it ironic?
Don't you think? Yeah, I definitely felt like that just sucks so bad because sometimes it does feel like a construction project is never going to end. And then to have that happen. And the place apparently is just freaking gorgeous.
I'm sure it is. Right. I mean, he's money. Mm. They're money.
Yeah.
Everyone I talk to who has any care about the dead is always like, I've seen them 40 times. Mm-hmm. I have all the gear. I don't even wear ties. I have their ties, like all the stuff. They are merch salespeople as well as live performance beasts.
Didn't we get a bunch of Grateful Dead ties?
We were absolutely giving them away.
John Still wears one of those, I think.
Well, I mean, it's not like
they were beautiful, and you'd think they'd just be tie-dyed, but they were like these crazy psychedelic designs. They were really neat.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I went to their last show, in quotes, because it wasn't. But I was in line to get some merch.
Yeah.
I'll take that one in a large. Nope.
You don't have that.
How about an XL? Nope. Double XL. Yeah, we got it. Okay. Well, it goes to my knees, but perfect.
Great. I have a new nightie to wear.
It actually is one of my favorite sweatshirts because it's so big.
Yes. God, there's nothing like a great big sweatshirt. Uh-huh. Oh, you just swim in it and you can put your hands up in the sleeves and wrap them around and you're all cozy.
I always had this feeling that I would meet him randomly.
Oh,
because
Bob
he's
Weir.
Because he's from around here and it just never happened. I don't go out that much and I'm certainly not in the North Bay often, but I always felt like eventually I'll meet
sure,
that guy.
I'll
how could
that
I not?
Guy,
like,
right.
how?
Exactly. How would I not?
I didn't.
Maybe he just never left his house.
Rest in peace. Well, they played.
That's true.
But he's a dude who, and I don't want to, I mean, I'm not trying to talk badly about him. They did a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Him and Jerry and the rest of the band. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle he made it to 78, in my opinion.
78. That's, you can't really argue with 78. Like, if you can make it there.
And live and that lifestyle.
Then you're.
You won.
Yeah.
And leave behind what he's probably, you know.
I know.
His family is
let's
all
see
set.
What his net worth was when he passed. That doesn't seem macabre at all.
I'm going to say it's 100 million.
Okay.
It's probably not.
Anybody else want to take
we'll
a
go
guess?
110.
111.
You win. It's 60. 60 million bucks.
Hmm.
That actually seems low.
It seems very low considering they toured all their lives and certainly, again, the merch sales. How is that not higher? But okay. Maybe he donated a lot. Maybe he's got some divorces. I don't know. That seems to be a thing.
Maybe. I'm not seeing. What is where? Yeah, everyone's saying 60 mil.
Okay.
But you know what, though? How do they know?
They don't.
Right.
They don't.
And 60 mil's not broke.
No. Oh, no. Good God.
Yeah, we're talking
true.
Like.
$60 million. You are just fine.
Nothing to sneeze at.
Yeah. Was Bob Weir still touring with Dead & Co?
They were playing, yeah. I mean, they did when was the show I went to? Last summer?
Yeah, it was not that long ago.
At Oracle? Pac Bell? AT&T? What do we call that one now?
Pac Bell Park, I think is
okay.
the name. It's always been Pac Bell.
Giant Stadium.
There you go.
That's what I when I went and saw it. It's if it not last summer, it was the summer before, but
It feels very recent that they were like, there are final shows, and then totally weren't the final shows.
Well, then they did the Sphere, I think.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he played that. August 2025 was the last show he
Okay, he, so yes, he was still actively playing with them.
That was only 4 months ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And they did the whole thing in Golden Gate Park
right.
last summer, so I'm assuming he was part of that.
Yes, absolutely.
I have not seen them yet.
You won't.
And now you never will.
No,
you don't think the Dead & Co will continue?
He was the key ingredient.
You think?
I believe that with my whole heart. Yeah. I mean, I think that John Mayer fit right into the mix. And if you talk to any Deadhead, they're huge John Mayer fans because he found a way to just weave in.
Right.
And it was seamless. He was good. But yeah, you can't do it without Bob, I don't think.
No.
But to your point, it's big money.
Well, I think Phil was the bass player, right? He stopped touring with them.
He's alive though still.
Yeah, but these guys are old.
Yes.
And lived hard. That's one of the points I was trying to make, is he made it to 78. Good for him.
I know.
All those acid test days, they're lucky they got through that.
Mm. Yeah, I'm looking at the...
There's only one guy left.
Is that who?
Bill Kreutzmann, the drummer.
Bill Lesh is dead?
Bill Lesh died last year.
Yeah, that does sound familiar.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he's...
Oh, okay, yeah, there's...
Pigpen McKernan.
Well, that was the original drummer, but he died in the 60s.
Oh, yeah. Not too bad.
He OD'd or something.
Anyway.
Well.
Rest in peace, Bob.
Yes. Rest in peace. And thanks, you know, for all the fans out there, the Grateful Dead. He's grateful. Just, you know, send positive thoughts his way. Send him on his way to wherever he's going to.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months. $90 for 6 months. Or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.
One last thought, real quick.
Sure.
And I don't know what inspired me, probably boredom. I went through our, you got a medicine cabinet at home? Like, you know, yeah. The one with all the stuff? Okay. I go through this thing just to pull one thing off and go, oh, expired. I could have taken my hand, run it, stuck it in there, and run it along the whole shelf right into the trash.
Mm.
Every single thing was expired. So just a quick note.
Check your medicine cabinet.
Holy crap. I'm like 22. 19.
Oh, geez.
How's this? Well, time flies and you don't use stuff. And then you look at it and go, geez.
It's still good.
It's what?
Yeah, I would still use it.
I kind of agree.
I'll use it. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
If it doesn't work, then I know that it's.
Yeah.
It doesn't suddenly become poison. I don't think.
Well.
You don't think.
I think we would know.
You take chances.
They would let us know about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun!
Nah, you're fine. Now you got to rebuy
all that
stuff.
You're going to roll the dice on that, huh?
Yeah.
On expired Advil? Yeah, I'm going to roll the dice.
Honestly, Advil would never expire at my house.
I've had the cold, you know, the Alka-Seltzer colds. I've had them for so long that, like, you throw them in the water and they don't fizz. And it's like, okay, maybe this one's...
This one's beat.
But you give it a shot anyway, right?
I did give it a shot, yeah.
God damn it.
There's a, yeah, antacid.
It took a long time for it to
completely
melt.
Turn into powder,
yeah.
As well. Like, you know, once they lose their form, then okay.
I take it back. Never mind, everyone. Take your chances. Roll the dice.
Do it.
Don't worry about it.
It's
It'll
just
be
medicine.
Fine. It's not poison. They would have told us.
That's my t-shirt. It'll be
That's
fine.
That's right. And all the other things, too. It's fine. That's, it's so funny. Some people like live and die by the dates. Like they just, that's what it is. My son, I'm like, just smell it. Is it fine? Like he pulls up out of the fridge and just be like, oh, this expired yesterday. I'm like, it didn't expire. It just, that was the sell by date. You give it a smell.
My dad would be like, well, does it taste okay?
Yeah.
Taste it. Is it okay? Just rip the mold off.
Yeah, rip the mold off, and usually it's fine.
Yeah, can scrape the mold off stuff. Mold isn't going to kill you anyway. But
right,
but
it just doesn't taste good.
It's gross tasting, yeah. If it has mold on it, I'm like, that's beat. That's done. But if it's chicken and it's been in there one day too long, I'm like, well, as long as it doesn't reek, then you just can cook it up.
I found some clam chowder in the back of my fridge yesterday. And,
oh, God, clam chowder. Now that is dicey.
Yeah, I thought maybe it'd be okay. And it was pretty rank. So
did you know after you swallowed 15 bites or
no,
when did
no,
you
I,
say
I
to
poured
yourself?
It out into a bowl and I could smell it in the bowl and I'm like, okay, this is probably
not something I should probably eat.
I mean, this was like 4 week old clam chowder.
Oh, God.
So that's when it's safe to throw it away without
When it assaults my nose.
Yes.
And I'm
4 week old clam chowder. Not good, everyone. Everything else, roll the dice.
It's not a roll of the dice. Use your nose.
They would have told us if it was poison.
They would.
They would.
Who's this they?
The people.
Whoever makes those things.
The authorities.
The internets.
The people who send us all our information.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is it 13 past already?
I don't know.
I don't understand how this happens.
Time. It moves.
Keeps on ticking, ticking. KLLC, KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Be right back.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.